This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We begin by thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord and Master and Creator. We ask Him for guidance, we ask Him for forgiveness, we ask Him for protection. And we beseech Him to shower our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with compliments and salutations, and upon his family and his companions and all of those who follow his perfect tradition until the end of time. It is important we begin by renewing and reminding and admonishing ourselves to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us in the Quran to make sure that our final moments when the angel of death comes upon us are moments when we are obeying him and protecting ourselves from his anger by staying away from what he prohibited. That is taqwa. Love. What is love? Why should you love someone? Why do people love other people or other things? What's the story behind love, or as some put it, what's love got to do with it? Without getting too philosophical, because I'm not trained in philosophy, but it's very interesting to ask these questions sometimes. But to try to be simple, they say and they define love as a strong emotion. As a strong emotion of passion, of attachment to another being, to another entity, to another person. And some have delved deeper into it and said love necessitates that there are acts of love. Some have described it as a language, and they've said there are different languages of love, different ways of expressing this emotion. And I'm fine with sticking with that simplistic definition for the purpose of our discussion today. And why do you love someone? Let us ask ourselves this question sometimes. Let us think deeply about it and ponder. Why? Why does someone love another individual? Now, sometimes, obviously, that could be innate. It could be something that we are wired with in our makeup. For example, the love that a parent has for their child, or vice versa. Although the parent to the child is always greater. This is not something that can be rationally explained. And you ask a parent, and I tried doing this. Parents always complain about their kids. Oh, my kid did this, and my kid kept me up here, and he did this. And so a person that does not understand those feelings, sometimes they may get frustrated, and they may say, well, why are you guys always complaining about your kids? Then you turn around and you say you love them so much. I asked this to one of my friends. He said, it's not possible to be explained in words. It is that look that you give to your child as you lay them to bed at night. That is all that I can tell you. It is something that melts your heart. That's something that we are wired with. But let's put that aside. Let's say it's not someone that there is a blood relationship with. Why do two individuals love one another? Or perhaps it might be one way. You might have some of your own answers to this question, and I would love to hear it from you. But allow me to be very simplistic today and say perhaps it is for a few reasons. One can be that you love someone for who they are. You might love someone for who that person is. Now, today's khutbah, I did not intend it to be a philosophical discussion on the emotion of love, but rather, I don't like to make assumptions, but I'm quite confident that almost every single one of us, if not most of us, have heard about the topic of loving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Loving our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I don't want to spend too much time today talking about the proofs from the Quran and his statements and actions that necessitate this love and mandate it upon us. If you happen to be hearing this discussion for the first time, welcome to our masjid, welcome to our community. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran emphatically, boldly, openly, clearly praises the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, compliments and salutes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commands the angels to do so, and they do so, and Allah then commands us to do so. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to send salutations upon him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us and made it clear to us that our iman, our belief in Allah is not complete if it is missing this important element of loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with that, I think we have enough of a foundation. Allah and the angels and his messenger all encourage us to salute and love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is part of the completion of our faith. But why? So we mentioned the first possible reason, that you may love someone for who they are. Well, who was the messenger? Alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a human being, Bashar, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us. His name was Muhammad, his father's name was Abdullah. He lived at a particular time in a particular region, in the city known as Mecca, then migrated to a city known as Medina, not too far away. We hear this data, this information when we attend classes. But who was really the messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam? You know, you might love someone that you never met. I know personally, there are some scholars, there are some teachers that I love so much, I've never met them. You might come and ask me, well, how do you really know them then to love them? Have you ever heard the expression that look to a person's friends and you will learn about them? Look to a person's companions, look to a person's circle, their social circle, and that will tell you a lot about that person. That's very valid and true. And if we implement that with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will see that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him so dearly. Ali ibn Abi Talib, who was his son-in-law, and a lot of son-in-laws don't say very praiseworthy things about their father-in-laws, unfortunately. Inshallah, we are not amongst those. But you find this sahabi saying that no one loved, open-ended, no one loved the way the sahaba loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's absolutely amazing. And one interesting thing to notice about that is the transformation. The transformation that took place in the lives of the Sahaba and in the community of the Sahaba when they came into contact with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You find some remarkable statements that are almost hard to believe, if not they were factual and true. That some individuals that came and said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahi, I swear by God, there was no face, akrahuhu, that I hated more than your face. And now, after a few moments of interaction, of dealing, there is no face that I love more than your face, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's a major transformation. To go from complete opposite ends of the spectrum, to hate someone more than any other human being on earth, and then to go and love them more than any other human being on earth. What kind of a transformation is that? I remember a learned person once said, if we were to study the Sahaba, just them as a community with regards to their attachment to the Prophet ﷺ and their transformation, that would have been sufficient enough of a miracle for the Prophet ﷺ. As a mu'jiza, the transformation that took place in the Sahaba when they interacted with the Prophet ﷺ. And that happened and that came about through love. They loved the Prophet ﷺ so dearly. And so when you look at that community, that group of people, you learn so much about the Prophet ﷺ. And you learn who he was as a person and as an individual. So that's the first thing. You can love someone for who they are. And we have hundreds, if not thousands, of testimonies and dialogues and interactions that testify that the Prophet ﷺ was deserving of love. Number two, you might love someone for what they do for you. And this is part of us as being human beings. جُبِلَتِ الْأَنفُسَ عَلَى حُبِّ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَيْهَا. The human soul gravitates towards loving the one that was kind and showed them kindness and goodness. Someone's really nice and kind to you, you automatically gravitate towards them and you like that person. And the more they increase in their kindness and in their gentleness towards you, the more you end up loving them. So what did the Prophet ﷺ do for you and I? I am always reminded of the statement of Rib'i ibn Amir when he was at a major expedition. And I think his words were so beautiful to summarize the mission of the Prophet ﷺ. He says, Allah sent us, and he is speaking on behalf of his army, that Allah sent us, لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is at the crux of the message of the Prophet ﷺ and all of the messengers, wanted to remove us from subjugating, enslaving, humiliating ourselves in our worship to other creation like us, and elevate us to a point where we worship the creator of all creation that was not created and has no partner, no assistant at all. And to remove us from the restricted and the limited nature of this dunya, to use it and invest it, because it's a limited asset, for something that is vast and unlimited, the akhirah, the reward of the hereafter. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was his mission. Now some people are very kind to you and very nice to you, but they want something in return. And we don't find that in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or in his behavior. Quite the contrary, we find him being given very valuable gifts. We find him having access to riches of the world, but he didn't keep it. He distributed it immediately. He shared it with those around for different purposes, different wisdoms. What is it that the Prophet ﷺ gave to all of us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully summarizes it, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You know what's amazing about this verse of the Quran? What surah is it in? It comes in Surah Al-Anbiya. Surah Al-Anbiya, this is the name, the prophets, the messengers, plural. So before even starting to read this chapter of the Quran, you make an assumption that I'm going to be learning about the prophets, the messengers. And you think to yourself, well, the seal of the messengers and the greatest of the messengers and the most praised is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when I start reading this surah, I'm going to find a big chunk of it devoted to the story of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Wrong. Surah Al-Anbiya, we find so many verses dedicated to Ibrahim and Lut and Nuh and Ayyub and Zakaria and Yunus. Where is mention of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We get to the last page of the surah. It's 10 pages long. We get to the last page, almost at the conclusion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces the mention of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with one very short phrase, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We only sent you as a source of mercy to all worlds, to all creation. رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That's it. Sometimes it is part of praise when there's a lot of volume, when you praise someone on and on and on. And sometimes the most eloquent of praise is when it is so short and concise. You know how they say in popular culture, a mic drop moment. Just one little phrase, And that's sufficient. And it leaves everyone in awe. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ This is a central theme of every single action of the Prophet ﷺ and every single one of his teachings. If you look at his courage, you will find that it is part of mercy. If you look at his bravery, you will find that it is merciful. If you look at his moments of strength and intensity, you will find that it is laced with mercy. If you look at his moments of gentleness, but of course it's mercy. If you look at his interactions with family, it's merciful. With foes and enemies, it's merciful. It's the common denominator in every single statement and action and teaching of the Prophet ﷺ is rahmah. And rahmah is comprehensive. It's more than just gentleness. It's more than just kindness. It's more than just giving. It encompasses all of that. And that was why the Prophet ﷺ was sent as a means of rahmah to all the worlds. And he himself said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. I was sent to perfect and purify and enhance your good characteristics. The Prophet in essence is saying, there is goodness within you. I have come with revelation to bring out that goodness. To bring out that goodness and invest in it and make that the dominant characteristic of your behavior as a Muslim, as a believer. And that trickles into family and into society and into community and into nation. لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ That's what he said about his own mission. That's what he came for. That's what he has to offer us. And that's what he has to give us. Another reason why you may love someone, as if that isn't enough, I remember one time we were at a youth camp and a young brother came to me and he was perplexed about something in the religion. He said, I don't understand why the Prophet ﷺ himself encourages us and teaches us to praise him. It doesn't sit well with me. I'm not able to wrap my head around that. If any other person did that, you would say this is an arrogant person or a pompous person. I don't understand. And he got me to really think. I shared with him whatever answers I had learned from our teachers, but he couldn't grasp his head around it just yet. And we are all limited in our ability to explain things sometimes. May Allah teach us. But after a long time of thinking, subhanAllah, it became evident and clear that the Prophet ﷺ, even in his encouragement to us, to praise him is in fact benefit to us because it elevates our status. And the Prophet ﷺ was promised a position and a status in the hereafter. And he was never selfish in this dunya. Do you expect that he would be selfish in the akhirah? He wants that position to be with his ummah. So another reason why you might love someone is because they really love you. And emotions need to be reciprocated. Needs to go both ways. Did the Prophet ﷺ love you and I? He did. He said it to his companions. I wish that I could have seen these believers who believed in me, even though they didn't live with me or see me. That longing, if you love someone, you long to be with them. He's saying he longs to see us and be with us. That means he loves us. The Prophet ﷺ made dua. He devoted part of his prayer and his conversation to Allah for the benefit and the welfare of you and I, his community. But all of that was in his life. The Quran is full of imagery of the scary situation on the Day of Judgment. If you extract the verses in the Quran that describe the Day of Judgment, it is very intense and scary, and it is meant to be so. ذَلِكَ الَّذِي يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ Allah wants us to be very careful about what is to come if we don't heed. It is so intense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ Allah says it is an intense quake. Even that closest bond, remember we began by talking about the love for a parent to their child? On that day, parents will not be able to have any expression of love to their very own children, even a mother who is nursing a newborn. It is so intense, it could cause miscarriages. It's so intense, people are behaving as if they're intoxicated, but they're not intoxicated. They're just scared. In the midst of all of that intensity and fear, the greatest of people to walk this earth who were sent for the guidance of their communities are worried about their own situation. It is said in some narrations that Musa alayhi salam will not be concerned about Harun, that Isa will not be concerned about Maryam, his own mother. It is said that on that day, the most pious and virtuous will be concerned about themselves and what will then happen to them. In the midst of all of this, we find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam rising to a situation, al-maqam al-mahmud, a praiseworthy status. And he is given a blank check, an opportunity by Allah to ask what he wishes for. To have forgiven whomever he requests. And the Prophet ﷺ does not reserve that request and that opportunity for himself or his family, but rather he extends that opportunity to his entire ummah, in essence, you and I. Ummati, ummati. So when the Prophet ﷺ was promised that status, he wanted his ummah to be there with him. So he encouraged us to engage in his praise and in his salutation so that we can have an elevated status in that time and place. In essence, the Prophet's encouragement for us to love him is for our very own benefit. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Repent to Allah, for He is the most forgiving, most merciful. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده اللهم صلي وسلم وأنعم وأكرم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is not in need of our praise. Us discussing his positive traits and qualities does not elevate his status any more than it already is by Allah. I'm reminded of something a poet once said, "ما إن مدحت محمدا بمقالتي ولكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمدي." He said, "I have not been able to properly, adequately praise the Prophet with my words, but it is the mention of the Prophet Muhammad that is praiseworthy to my words." He is in essence the one that brought status and beauty to the words that we share. We begin by trying to wrap our heads around love, this emotion. We love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now what? An emotion is energy. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? It's essential in and of itself. Even before we do anything with that emotion and that energy, it is essential. The man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "When is the day of judgment?" The Prophet said, "I don't know, but what have you prepared for it?" The man said, "You know, I didn't prepare much, but I can tell you I definitely love Allah and His Messenger." The Prophet said, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab." An individual will be resurrected with the one that he loves. In essence, just loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beneficial for us. As we conclude, and I encourage you to come forward and fill up the space to make room for those that are catching up. As we conclude, we are beginning a new year now, and new years come with new resolutions and new goals and new objectives. We've got goals for our income, we've got goals for weight loss, we've got goals for our relationships. What is our goal with respect to learning and increasing in our understanding of our religion? If you haven't made one yet, I've got a suggestion for you. Perhaps you can dedicate this year to learn about your messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. To increase in love for your messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, as he loved you. To gain closeness, to embody and beautify yourself with his character and his behavior. And to implement what he has taught you. Because he only taught it for your benefit. not for his, but for your own benefit. The past year, we dedicated our Wednesday night class to understanding and learning about the dealings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That class has taken a hiatus. It's been replaced by another one, which is very important, on jurisprudence, on the legal theory of Islam. I encourage you all to attend that. But in addition to that, inshallah ta'ala, tonight and the first Friday of every month for this year, we will begin a new topic where we try to understand the description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a beginning stepping stone to learning who he was, to increasing in our love and our attachment of him. Who was the Prophet? What was his description? We will begin that tonight, inshallah ta'ala, in our weekly FFN after Salatul Isha. But what are we going to do with all of this love, with all of this emotion? Let us channel it into learning and into practice. We love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We hope that Allah loves us because of that love that we have devoted to our beloved messenger. Now let us channel that love into following our beloved messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. In addition to the two announcements about these two new classes, you will find a table outside for CIU, California Islamic University. They are beginning their new quarter of study on Monday, inshallah ta'ala. And it is not too late, quite the contrary, it is a good time for you to register, to learn about the courses that they have available, and to take advantage of these opportunities that Allah has blessed you to have in your community. And also in March, there will be an opportunity to go for Umrah in spring break with Sheikh Mustafa Umar, Sheikh Jamil Bisada, and Sheikh Ahmed Billu, and there are flyers and information about that in the lobby as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who express our love to the Messenger through our actions and our behavior. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who will drink from His hand, a drink after which we will never experience thirst. May Allah unite us with our beloved Messenger in the highest levels of Al-Firdaus, in the highest levels of Jannah. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم. Remember Allah, He will make mention of you. واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم. Be grateful to Allah, He will increase you. ولذكر الله أكبر. The remembrance of Allah is the greatest. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Allah is fully aware of what you do. أقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة